And I'm Lori Walsh. Most South Dakotans are living in an area suffering from the current drought. Recent rains have been welcomed, but how much do they change the overall drought picture? Laura Edwards is the SDSU state climatologist, and she's joining us today with a weekly update. She's with us from the SDPB Tom and Danielle Amon studio at Northern State University in Aberdeen. Laura, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Lori. Thanks for the opportunity.
All right. Tell us a little bit about what the drought picture is today with the latest map release.
Yes, we've had several storms cross the eastern part of the state recently, and it's brought, however, pretty limited improvement in the drought conditions, mostly in the northeastern part of the state. But this week's drought monitor compared to last week shows very little change. And I think part of that is because we are so deep in drought impacts in agriculture and water supply and other impacts that we just heard about on the news segment that it's going to be a big hole to get out of, and we need a lot more rain and precipitation to really make a substantial improvement.
What are some of the impacts that we're seeing right now?
You know, one of the things I've been looking at this week is our stream flow and our stream gauges from the U.S. Geological Survey, especially in the eastern part of the state, James River, Big Sioux River. We have seen some improvements, but they're still 20 to 30% of average for this time of year. So they're really quite low. And on the crops agriculture side, we still might have a little help there for soybean crop, but a lot of the crops are kind of done and turning towards dry down and getting ready for harvest.
All right, so we're looking ahead to the immediate outlook, and then I want to spend a couple minutes looking at fall because we're moving into a different different picture altogether. So the next 5 days or 10 days, what is the outlook now?
You know, we're actually in a pretty good active weather pattern, I say, but mostly, again, on the eastern side of the state. I think on the western side of the state, we're going to see pretty limited moisture in the next 7 days. But on the eastern side of the state, even this morning, we saw a line of thunderstorms build and cross that part of the South Dakota, maybe 1 to 2 inches here in the next 7 days. After what we saw today. So cross fingers that we can see more improvement. Anything we get for rain now really is setting us up more for next year. I mean, we might see some, you know, quick green up in grasses and lawns and that kind of thing, but we're really in the mode now of replenishing our soil moisture and getting us ready for next year.
All right, let's talk about fall. Where do you want to begin there?
Well, we did talk a little last week about September that is slightly leaning towards drier and warmer than average in the west and north. But now with more recent information, it looks like the early part of September might be a little bit on the wet side. So that's good news. But when we're looking at how much rain it takes us to get out of the drought, if we were to look at historical precipitation numbers and look how dry we are now, we would need maybe 150 to 300% of average rainfall in the next 3 months to really substantially improve our drought. The likelihood of that happening is pretty low, right? So, the drought that we see now, as severe as it is, I think pretty high likelihood we'll be holding on to it through the winter until our spring wet season returns in 2022.
Wow. Laura Edwards, any final thoughts? It's kind of a grim situation, really, overall.
Yeah, I think, you know, looking just through the September through November time period right now, again, looks like warmer and drier than average conditions are slightly favored for that season. So, you know, good weather to play football and enjoy outdoors, but not so great for our drought situation.
Mm. Laura Edwards is the SDSU state climatologist, and she joins us this morning from Aberdeen. Laura, thank you so much for being here again with us. We appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you, Lori.